Well, Shelley, Sandy, regular season's now over. It's playoff time. Do you step up the level now?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been really difficult for us. I think the last, 6 weeks we've been on the road and it's hard, and our girls are a bit tired, but this week everyone's just so excited. We'll play on adrenaline, so we'll be a different team this week.
You'd won 9 in a row leading into last weekend's loss. Was that a good time to have a loss, perhaps?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was. We're not too concerned. I think we played the game. We didn't play with as much passion as we usually do. It was a dead game. It didn't really mean anything. We were always going to finish second. So I think we went there and we played, and practice has been wonderful this week. Lots of intensity, and you can see everyone just wants it. And so I think it was a good game to lose if you can, if you're going to lose one, and because this one's the important one and we want to win this one.
Same team, same venue. You didn't play well last weekend, and yet at three-quarter time it was all even.
Well, that's right. We haven't... defensively, we did quite well, I thought. They made some huge baskets right at the end of the shot clock, and that really hurt us. And we had a poor start, and that hurt us as well. But, we really need to pick up our offense as well. They play good D, and I think this game will be a defensive game, as it usually is with Adelaide. So, but we've really got to work on our offense and get the ball moving and get it inside to Lauren a lot more.
For you personally, of course, a couple of games left in your career.
Yeah, and I think it is starting to get it's starting to hit me a little bit. My body's actually feeling great at the moment, so now I think I might start to question what I've said about retiring. But no, it just makes me want to play more and play hard these last few games and just really enjoy it. Yeah.
And of course, a win this week could mean your last game would be back here in Canberra.
Oh, that would just be a fairy tale come true. That'd be sensational. Yeah, win this weekend and get the home final and win it here. That would just be wonderful. Hopefully that's the way things will work out. But if not, that's okay too. I just want to make it and win it.
How important, though, would it be to have home court advantage rather than having to go back to Adelaide, say, in 2 weeks?
Yeah, home court advantage is means so much here in Canberra. We have such wonderful support, and we really lift when we play here. Whatever happens, we'll just go and play. But it would be wonderful to play here. Just our crowd is amazing, and you can see it when we warm up how we want it so badly. And it would be wonderful to have that home court advantage. But if not, you just have to deal with whatever situation you're in. So we'll be okay, whatever happens.
So this weekend, the team's looking and feeling all right?
Yeah. Like I said, we've been travelling a lot, so we have been a little bit tired, but. As I said, it's a final. You play on adrenaline. It's such a special game. It means so much. It means that if we win, we get the home final. So that's you play on all of that emotion, and you don't really think about being tired and being flat. There's so much riding on it. But everyone's really pumped, and we're feeling pretty confident. So everything's going well at the moment.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, Kerry, time to change from regular season to the postseason.
Yeah, it's playoff time. We finished actually the record we set ourselves at the start of the year as a minimum was 15-6. That's what we finished with. So we've achieved that goal. It's now about trying to win a championship and win it at home. That means we have to beat Adelaide this weekend in the semi, and then go about our business. So we're really focused on this game. Obviously last week was a dead rubber in terms of playoff positioning, but Adelaide played a hell of a ball game. Smashed us on the boards, and we've got to turn that around this week.
Yeah, they also hit 7 of 11 three-pointers and things like that you wouldn't expect again.
Yeah, I mean, look, they hit some huge buckets, and you're right, they shot 67% from the three-point line. I think they averaged just over 30. So, and some of those were defensive. There was a couple that were defensive breakdowns. We gave them a wide-open look, but there was a few others that were way downtown, overhand, and you wouldn't anticipate that they can, do that 2 weeks in a row. Then again, if they do, we're going to be in a bit of trouble. But I think, our intensity will lift a lot. We'll add a few things that we didn't show, and I think just the fact that we played in their gym just a week ago will really help us, and we're motivated to turn the result around and get that grand final here in Canberra.
Your record in Adelaide's 1-12, I think, right now. But that one win was the grand final.
Yeah, and I mean that's 1-12 over many seasons. I mean it I don't know what the record is with our current team over the last few years. It certainly wouldn't be that biased, I don't think. But we've shown that we can play there in big games. Like I said, what better way to prepare for a semi-final than play there against the team you're playing the week before? So I think, you know, we're much more used to their venue. We've got a feel for the rings a bit better and a feel for how Adelaide play. You know, they played a wonderful game of hoop and we've just got to step it up and match that.
Cinter got injured early. You took her out and didn't play her again. How's she?
Yeah, she's coming along slowly. You know, the physios have said there's a chance, which means there's also a doubt that she won't, you know, that she may or may not play. You know, we'll leave it to the last moment before we fly out Friday to make that decision based on the medical team's opinions and how Jacinta's feeling. And if it's if it's going to risk her for a potential preliminary or grand final game, then we certainly wouldn't do it. As much as we desperately want this game, it isn't do or die. We still have a second chance. So it's about the big picture. You know, how can we win the championship and how Jacinta fits into that piece is important.
Of course, if you do lose, you will host the preliminary next week here.
Yeah, and I guess that's the beauty of the second chance is we get a home final regardless of the result this weekend. Makes it a little tougher to get yourself into the final. You've got to win another game, but we'd play that final at home. I think that's the thing about this team. They love playing in Canberra. You know, our crowd's fantastic. Whether it's at Tuggeranong or the AAS Arena, we get wonderful, wonderful support. The grand final last year to have 5,200 people was huge. Our send-off game for Shelley Sandy had a fantastic atmosphere, and the girls want to play in that sort of environment. I think that gets our team going. Any team loves to play in their own rings, in their own gym, in their own city with their own crowd, and we've got a chance to do that, win or lose this weekend.
They'll probably be missing Rachel Spawn, which is probably going to help.
Yeah, it was unfortunate Rachel got injured in the third quarter. Jacinta was injured in the first, and I think from a sporting contest, you'd rather see both teams fully fit. But, we've been struck by huge injuries this year, and to keep, and that's four of our starters have been out for big chunks of the season. And, Adelaide have been hit too. They've had Jen Screen and Deanna Smith hit by reasonable injuries. But, Spawn out of their team, she's their leader. Veteran experience, WNBA All-Star. I mean, the list of Rachel Spawn's achievements are like reading out Shelley Sanders. She's one of the true greats and, respect and admire her a lot. But if she doesn't play, that's certainly a little bonus to us. She's one of the top scorers, leading rebounders. You know, she does a lot of work for Adelaide Lightning.
You didn't show everything last week. You made that comment afterwards. So you got a few surprises for them?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how the game pans out, but we didn't throw everything at them. At either end of the floor, they may do the same to us, but I think we, regardless of what we do offensively and defensively, if we don't change what we did on the boards, then we won't be in with a chance. In any ball sport, the team that has more possession has a better chance of winning, and you can't lose the rebounding contest consistently, which we have to Adelaide by 10, 15 or 20. That, you're going to play from behind the whole time. So if we can fix that one thing, then I think we'll be right in the position where we need to be to win the game.
Dandenong hosts Sydney on Friday night. How do you think that will go?
Yeah, I mean, Dandenong beat him in overtime. Apparently it was a really close, well-fought game. Taylor went off in the second half. I think it'll be, considering that contest, it'll be interesting. Although Sydney were coming off a game the night before, 7:30 playing Bulleen and then bouncing back at 2:30. This is a one-gamer, once off, all on the line. If Taylor can get 40, Dandenong have got a chance. If she can't, I can't see Dandenong beating Sydney if Taylor doesn't get 40+. So that's Sydney's challenge. Dandenong just having to get the win, you'd think that'd give them a bit of confidence. But again, Sydney are coming off that back-to-back game, which probably counted in the overtime. So, prior to last week's game, I would have tipped Sydney. But with Dandenong confident, Taylor in the zone, they've got a chance.
Saturday, you're tipping the Caps?
Absolutely. I mean, we're going in there to win the ball game, and we totally believe we can win it. I'm sure Adelaide believe the same thing. It'll be two top teams going at it, to the death.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, Mark.
Jacinta Hamilton, well, you got a bit of strapping on the shoulder and you only played a couple of minutes last weekend. What happened?
Well, I was guiding Tammy Hoare and one of their players, Jennifer Screen, came down to screen me. I tried to slip my shoulder through the screen and one of them pushed my body one way and my shoulder the other. So they didn't mix very well and my shoulder got crunched in the middle. So I felt a couple of crunches and, yes, came off after 2.5 minutes.
Could you have gone back on, or was it just really too sore?
I think it was pretty much all over. As soon as I got off the court, I sat down and I said, just take me up so I can go back on. But I think the physios knew a bit more than I did about it, and there wasn't really much of a chance. Graffy said straight away, not to bother, because it was a dead rubber. So, yeah.
So what's happened this week since you got back from Adelaide then?
Yeah, this week I've iced loads and loads and seeing the physio each day, and it's coming along very nicely. I'm getting a lot of my movement back and I can lift it all the way up into the side and everything, but the physios are just a bit apprehensive, because if I get a knock or just bumping cutters and stuff would aggravate it. If I played this weekend, they know that it would be a step backwards. But, you know, we'll see how we go. They're not going to make a decision until, I think, late tomorrow, until we fly. So, yeah, I'm still hopeful. There's still a glimmer of hope, so...
They've done x-rays, have they, to see if there's any real damage inside?
No, they haven't actually. I saw the doctor first thing on Monday morning and he felt that the movement and the swelling wasn't bad enough that it would require x-rays. He didn't feel there was any bone damage. I've been told that if there is bone damage, you actually have quite a chunk sticking up out of your shoulder on the top. And that didn't seem to be the case with mine, because the joint was still intact and in its spot. So, yes, didn't require x-ray.
Of course, Lauren went through a shoulder injury. Have you had a chat to her about it?
No, I haven't. I haven't had a chance to. I don't think mine was quite as serious as hers, but, yeah, I've spoken to actually one of the physios today who's had problems with that AC joint, and, yes, I can empathise with him.
So you're pretty sure you'll be out this weekend then?
Oh, I'm a pretty positive person, so whatever I can hold on to, whatever hope there is, I'm going to hold on to it, and yeah, I'm just going to wait until they give me the definite no tomorrow. No, or you never know, a miracle could happen overnight, so we'll see.
Because you don't really want to miss the grand final though.
See, that's the thing, if it was the grand final on Saturday, I'd be in it for sure, but considering that we do... Saturday is a big game for us, but it's not the be-all and end-all. We've still got our second chance and, of course, the grand final. So that's really what I'm looking forward to and want to be there for.
You've got to talk about you going to play in China, or you were talking about Europe, but China's a little bit closer.
Yes, there's a Chinese season that runs. It's actually already started and runs until the end of April. So what some of the teams tend to do is swap their imports midway through the season. So that would be when players like myself and Tracy Braithwaite and my sister would be brought in as imports for the second half of the season. So if that ends up coming through, then I'd be on a plane the day after the grand final until the end of April. The European thing is still an option. That again wouldn't be until next WNBL season, that season runs. So I've got a lot of decisions to make, but I'm trying to just focus on my shoulder and getting back on court for the final.
Well, all the best, and we'll look forward to you winning the grand final here at home.
Thank you very much.